right.
Got line two.
Yeah, okay, thank you, bud. Line two. You keep telling me line two, and it's line six.
Right there, bud.
Miles Flanagan joining us on the Phil Hendry Show. Let me just pull him up. So what we have is, from yesterday, Mr. Flanagan has requested some airtime, and we are very, very happy to give it to him. Where are we at here?
Line two.
Line two. No, it isn't. It's line six.
Right there, bud. It says six.
It was line two, and then I...
Then what?
I called him back on line six.
All right, so here we go. Miles Flanagan joining us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. As you know, he was on the air yesterday. Mr. Flanagan, go ahead.
Right, so is everyone there, right?
Mr. Green is...
haven't called him yet. You want us to call him?
Yes, I'd like to have Mr. Green, because I walked into my office this morning and draped across a photograph that I have of myself, of a very proud moment of myself, when I won a Salesman of the Year award for Buffalo Broccoli, number one salesman of Buffalo Broccoli that year, 1997. So I've got a picture. I'm very proud of that picture.
Bob Green here.
Okay, Bob, this is Miles Flanagan.
Yes, sir.
I saw what you did.
Okay, and...
Wait, hold on for a minute. We don't even know...
You haven't been brought up to speed. What he did...
I can explain it to them.
No, I'll do it. What I found when I walked into my office this morning was a pair of Mr. Green's bun huggers draped over that picture of me. His bun huggers.
So now you're calling them bun huggers. Yesterday they were bun panties or...
No, I'll call them what you Americans call them. And they were, and the bun huggers were draped right over this photograph of me, right across my face, if you want to...
Okay, all right, so I'm just hearing this. You heard this, bud?
I did hear part of the story.
We heard a little bit of this. I know that Mr. Flanagan was very angry and put out. Mr. Flanagan, it's Margaret Gray.
Yes, ma'am.
You walked into your office there at Southern?
Yeah, yes, I'm in Southern California, so I'm in the Orange County Southern headquarters here. And I walked into my office to review some sales reports. I'm supposed to be back in England probably within a week, so I'm flying to New York day after tomorrow. And I have been on your radio show.
All right, before you go on, I want to make... You said you found a pair of Mr. Green's, and I'm quoting, bun huggers draped across...
look at, see,
what?
Everyone laughing and making me the clown of the day.
Wait, hold up for a minute. All right, the bun huggers, as you say, this is underwear.
All right, hold on. I haven't been heard from yet.
Yes, they were bun huggers. They were Green's bun huggers. That's what you Americans call them, bun huggers.
Can I be heard from?
Go ahead.
I want to emphasize that. These are hugging his ass, but his bun, hugging the buns on his ass and the crack up his ass. Next thing you know, they're draped over my photograph.
All right, Mr. Henry.
All right, everybody just calm down. Go ahead.
Go ahead, what?
You talking to me?
No, Bob Green.
All right, yesterday, and Miles, yesterday, you know this, you were on and you were talking about how you wanted to be a player, you wanted to be seen as a player in the Bob Green Enterprise.
Not be seen as I am a player in the Bob Green Enterprise. I have contributed quite a bit. I'm a stockholder.
I'm the majority stockholder.
That may well be. But the fact of the matter is that my infusion of capital has kept your company going.
All right, but the reason why, after we got off the air yesterday, and I heard what everybody was talking about, and I'm going to be honest with you, Mr. Henry, it did not sit well with me. I needed to make a statement that it's still Bob Green who is the majority stockholder in the, Fraser Foods Corporation. Can I ask, where are you, sir?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
I happen to be at the gym. Okay, that's how put out it was. I left my office this morning at about a half of past seven, and I came directly to the gym, and I'm working out right now to try to work off some of this. I have been very, very insulted.
All right, wait a minute. Let's finish up, Bob.
Tell me to finish up. This guy's over at the gym doing curls. What are you doing, bicep curls? You can get ready to kick my ass?
Don't worry your pretty little head about it, okay?
Look, Mr. Henry, I draped my, what he calls, bun huggers, and these are very expensive briefs. These are extremely expensive briefs that you buy in the men's section at Abercrombie & Fitch. Now, I don't know if Abercrombie & Fitch are in business anymore, but I do mail order extremely expensive, high-quality linen men's briefs. Okay?
Okay, fine.
So what? Am I supposed to be proud of the fact that you wanted them up the crack of your arse?
Wait. Hold on.
I wanted to make a statement that, yes, you're important to this company, but I'm the number one guy. I'm the player here. I'm the one who holds the majority stock. And the impression I think that everyone was left with yesterday was that you somehow are equal partners with me. So I came in early this morning, right after I got done with my workout, because I work out too. You okay? You ready? Okay? You hear me?
Yeah, so you work out too. So what?
I work out. Only I work out doing martial arts. Oh,
I don't give a...
Watch the language, please.
Sorry, Mr. Henry. I don't care. You work out in martial arts or not. You cross me. You drape your filthy bun huggers. The bun huggers.
Took off the underwear I was wearing during my workout, and I draped it over your picture, not because I don't like you, but as a to send a message to you, I'm number one, okay? I'm number one.
And so you do this, Mr. Green, by draping your dirty underwear across the man's picture.
Listen to the general. Think it's funny, don't you?
Hey, I don't care who thinks what's funny. I don't think it's funny. That's a picture, a photograph I'm very proud of, okay? When I won Salesman of the Year for the Broccoli Company.
You won Salesman of the Year for the Broccoli Company. So what? I'm number one.
It may not mean a lot to you.
All right, wait, hold on. You guys are spinning out of control here. We're talking to Bob Green and Miles Flanagan, who were on the show yesterday. I thought we were talking about this, about underwear on Mr. Flanagan's desk, and now you got your dirty underwear draped across his picture.
What is this dirty underwear?
You said you had just got done working out and sweating into your bun hugs. And
now they're bun hugs.
Hey, look, Green. I can tell you this. I've got a lot of money tied up in your company. How would you like me to just pull it out today?
Be my guest. I got all kinds of people standing in line waiting to invest.
All right, hold on. Guys, I can't believe you're going to go down this road. Bob, you're a guy, and we know this. Mr. Flanagan, we know this about Bob. He's a practical joker.
I don't give a sweet, fat, hot, holy what a practical joker this chump punk is. He draped the bun hugger over my face. The picture of me in one of the proudest moments of my life, and he took his filthy ass wrap and red and rubbed my face.
Oh, come on. It was a way of saying...
Wait. Don't you think, Mr. Green, that's a childish way of saying I'm number one here in this enterprise?
No, I don't. I do not, especially after yesterday when he was talking all of this big talk about how he's a big player, he wants to be equal with Ted Bell. Ted Bell ain't that much of a player. I mean, I went along with it, but Ted, as I've said, and I've said proudly, I take my meat and deliver it directly to Ted Bell, and he smiles when that happens once a month.
Okay, so what do you say about Miles Flanagan, right? What do you say about Miles Flanagan?
I say that Miles Flanagan is a very important member, a very, very important contributor to the financial success of Fraser Foods, but when push comes to shove, he's got my underwear draped over his head.
Right there. I ought to, just a principle alone, I ought to fire you and I'd beat your ass.
All right, gentlemen, let's not get to this point where we're issuing threats. All right, Phil, you sound so elegant. Gentlemen, let's not.
Well, I agree with Phil.
All right, so I haven't been saying anything because I do have some calls are lined up.
You've got callers lined up?
Yeah, I got Roy in Boston and I got Fitzbottom in Dallas.
Roy in Boston and Fitzbottom, and do I know these people?
No, they're just callers. Want to talk?
Okay, gentlemen, we got a couple of callers.
I don't want to talk to any of your callers, if you don't mind.
I don't mind. I'll talk to them.
Let's go to Roy in Boston. Roy, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yeah, Roy, go ahead.
Hello. Listen, I agree 100% with Mr. Flanagan. Anyone takes underwear and puts it on my head, you had better run. And you had better run a long way. And you better start running before I get out of bed in the morning. So that when I do get out of bed, you're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. Because obviously I'm going to be waking up with your underwear across my nose. I'm going to be waking up with my head buried in your underwear. God, yeah. So I agree with Mr. Flanagan.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, indeed. And I also feel...
Okay, that's... That was who?
That's Roy in Boston.
Roy in Boston. Fitzbottom in Dallas. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, I do share the sentiment of the gentleman before me, but I'm not so, I suppose you'd say, I'm not so completely entrenched on one side that I don't see Bob Green's side to this.
Well, then you're not exactly...
Well, sir, if you don't mind, let me see. When you, because I heard the show yesterday, and you heard him, so you heard him lording it over me. Wait a minute, hold on.
Hold on, guys.
I heard the show yesterday, and I did hear you, Mr. Flanagan, talking about how you want to be an equal partner. And I did feel a bit that Fraser Foods is Bob Green. And the success that Fraser Foods has to do with financial infusion of cash, but so much of it has to do with Mr. Green's efforts. And so the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying is because I think while it's obviously a statement of dominance, and if you know anything about the animal kingdom, animals will grab your leg. My dog does it. My dog always reminds me of how it thinks it's way higher than me in our family. So it will wrap its legs around my leg. You've seen that done. I'm sure it's been done to you from time to time. And it'll thrust its hips and the penis and everything.
Okay, we understand, sir. The position, the posture of dominance.
Yes. So and it's embarrassing. But for the dog, it's necessary. The dog needs to tell me, it needs to send a message clearly to me that you, I think you know what I mean.
You don't matter.
And I don't matter, no. I don't matter at all. Not at all.
All right, so therefore you're saying, but while I'm, it's all right for me to be outraged, but Bob Green taking a bun hugger and draping it delicately right across, and that was the thing about that. You took the underwear and made sure that it draped just down over my nose and the rest of my face was showing.
I did that again, you have to understand. To send the message, yes, you're important, but look, let's not make any mistakes here. I'm number one, and you are definitely number two.
Couldn't you just have talked that out with the gentleman rather than have your underwear? What is this? The underwear was draped what?
The underwear was draped. Just down over my nose in the photograph. The rest of my face, you can see my chin, my cheeks, but you saw the underwear draped over the top of my head, and then a little bit of the underwear draped right across my nose, as if to say, here, take a sniff of that.
I'm telling you right now that it's important for me, and it was done lightheartedly, but a lighthearted message sent to say, hey, you know something, Miles? You're not, you know, don't make any mistakes, okay? I'm number one in this partnership.
Then you couldn't have just said that to the guy.
The guy was all over your show yesterday, all across America, whoever listens to your podcast, talking about how he's a big, important financial player. I had to come back and say, well, wait, hold on for a minute, okay?
And you had to do that publicly.
Of course I did, because he was all over the...
Listen, bitch. You know something? Yes, that's right. Yeah, you know something? You talk a good game, yet you put your bun hugger on my face in one of the proudest moments of my life when I earned the Broccoli Salesman of the Year award. And then you put your bun hugger on there.
Oh, who cares about your Broccoli Salesman of the Year? You're part of Fraser Foods, the success story of Fraser Foods. You should be proud of that. Instead of coming on the Phil Hendry Show, lording it over me and telling everybody what a big man you are, huh? Think you're a big man?
Yep. You know, this is getting really personal and kind of very uncomfortable the way both you guys are so emotional.
I'm not emotional. I'm just telling you. I'm seriously considering pulling my money out of Fraser Food.
As I said, we've got lots of people lined up.
I don't think so, okay? I'm in touch with the investors. I'm in touch with the brokers. I know where the money is. And I got money that says you have a very difficult time replacing my investment.
You wouldn't dare back out of our deal because it's a gag. I pulled my underwear off, ran it up and down the crack of my rear end.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, they think it's really funny.
Not I draped it over your picture.
Right, and I come in, there is. And you know that Carol Farthing, who's the executive secretary, she saw that. She said, I would have come in and done something about it, sir, but I didn't want to come in the office. But I saw the bun hugger laying across your face. That Bob Green took his bun hugger off and laid it across your face in a disrespectful manner. You were smiling, you were proud, and you had a man's dirty bun hug like rubbing right in your eye.
Oh, you know something? Let me talk to Carol. I'll send her some flowers. She'll forget all about it.
I don't think so at all.
All right, what can we say and what can we do here to make this thing right?
Yes, we need to broker some sort of a peace between you gentlemen.
Well, you know, it's not up to me.
Let me say this. I value your commitment to our country. And you know something? In all fairness, Miles, nobody would have known anything about this had you not come on Mr. Henry's show here today and told everybody about it, you know, using your word, that my bun huggers were draped over your head.
Yeah?
Do you realize, I don't know if you know a lot about American culture, but you say that in this culture, in America, when you say that I had so-and-so's underwear draped over my head.
It's not all that flattering.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, even if it's you say my girlfriend's underwear was on my head late last night, about a quarter to 10.
All right, never mind, okay? But what we're talking about here is trying to broker some peace between you gentlemen so that you're not at each other's throats. This is the most asinine thing. We have a lot of conversations on this show that are ridiculous, but this one, you guys yesterday talking about wadding up underwear and bouncing on...
Yeah, what about it?
Right, you're right, Miss Henry. And I've been a recipient of this. I come to California from New York. I came to the United States from England. And what do I get? The first thing that greets me is this funky jazz where a guy's got a ball of underwear sitting on my desk next to the muffin that I bought. And then today I come back here and find a guy's underwear draped over not my face, but across a photograph of me in one of the proudest moments of my life.
I know you won the Broccoli Salesman of the Year Award.
That was a proud... You know what? I only hope you are able to achieve what I've achieved in my life.
Are you kidding? I'm the CEO of one of the biggest grocery chains in America. You think that's comparable to your Broccoli Salesman?
I'm just telling you from where I began in life, I've come a long way. And then I come in the office and find a bun hugger.
All right, I'm sorry, okay?
Well, that's a start. Saying that you're sorry, because, you know, right now you guys are heard across America, to whoever's listening to this podcast, and people are assuming that you're adult men who are successful businessmen, and what are they hearing? They're hearing you guys both getting pissed off about somebody's underwear draped over a picture.
Well, why wouldn't I, you know?
As Mr. Henry pointed out, nobody knew anything about this until you came on here and started blowing your big bazoo all over Hell's Half.
All right.
So I'm trying to say I'm sorry about it, okay?
Yo, you apologize for bouncing your briefs off of my my muffin.
What?
You apologize?
Okay, this will be the second day. It's the second day, I think, what Mr. Flanagan's trying to say. The second day that you've apologized for ridiculous behavior. It was, Bob. Ridiculous. Draping your underwear, that's hostile. That's saying, I really want you to be embarrassed.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and because I said, because Carol came in and saw Carol falling. I was so upset. I came over to the gym this morning to work it out. Here I am, right here. Here's a leg machine.
Oh, we got a lot of people who are on leg machines, and they...
All right, well, I don't care. Watch this. Yeah!
What was that, 2 pounds?
What?
What, you lift about 2 pounds?
2 pounds? Hey, chump. That was about, how much weight was that, Curly? Curly, how much weight was that? He went to the bathroom, but he'll be back.
You know what, your attendant's a guy named Curly, huh?
What about it?
Nothing.
You guys, this is the last time I remember on your show, Mr. Henry. Yesterday, having a pair of underwear on my egg muffin, and today I've got the bun hug draped over my face. I just showed you, using the leg machine, just how pissed off I was when I walked in this morning. Where's Curly? Because he put the weights on this thing. I want to know how much I just leg lifted. Huh? He quit.
What did you quit?
The attendant quit?
Curly quit. He was just here putting weights on the machine.
Okay, gentlemen, I thank you very much. We do have to push off now.
You know, I want it understood. I am a major player in Fraser Foods. You can drape your... And the next time I see your photograph anywhere, Green, have a care. I'll peel off my jockstrap. Okay, make sure I went to the bathroom first, then put a jockstrap back on, then take it off again and drape it right over top.
You cut him off?
Yeah, I cut him off, and I'm about to cut you off because this is the most asinine conversation I've ever heard. And I've had you on the show many years, Bob. You got to grow up.
Are you telling me Bob Green to...
Bob Green and Miles Flanagan with a dumbass follow-up.
Well, you said you wanted a story arc.
Yes, you did, Phil. That's a pretty good story arc. In other words, from the wad of underwear.
Yeah, I understand about a story arc. Thank you for... Why was I still hearing the gym?
Because I cut off the calls, but not the gym.
How can you cut off the calls, but not the gym?
Because I had Bob Green on the phone, on his phone, Miles Flanagan on his phone.
And the gym had its own phone.
And I had a call in to the front desk of the gym, and I just told him to lay the receiver down so get some ambiance.
You did what?
So
you called three phones?
Yeah.
Oh, horseshit.
Okay, well then you explain it.
I can't. We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up, just to sort of conclude this, we'll have the story behind that bit.
You say the story behind the bit. So in other words, the idea that you had that created that bit.
Yes, the idea that I had that created that bit. We'll explain it to you when we come back.
Oh, exciting, yeah.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by...
The Phil Hendry Show website. For less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month over the course of a year, you get 50,000-plus hours of fantastic radio and digital content. The old Phil Hendry Show from the radio days. The digital show. Videocasts, home movies, TV pilots, radio and TV interviews with Philcasts and character clips. Yes, it's a treasure trove, and it's yours. All yours. Almost free, but not quite. For less than $10 a month, at 25 podcasts per month, less than 40 cents per podcast.
Why do you say less than 40 cents?
Because it comes out to 0.39996, something like that. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Get a subscription now at philhendryshow.com. The greatest value online, other than porn. Welcome back, Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. So, what happened was I was wearing a pair of briefs myself. And...
Wait a minute, you're not going to tell us about you taking your own underwear off.
Well, what happened was is basically, yes, I had to take a shower, so I took these briefs off.
What do you mean briefs?
You know what I'm talking about.
Like regular bun hugs.
Yeah. So I took them off, and when you do, they do kind of wad up into a ball.
And so that was your big, bright idea. I think I'll embarrass Bob Green, Miles Flanagan, two very decent men. You had them do that.
Well, Hendry, I got to tell you, man.
So wait a minute, Hendry, you took them off and they were wadded up in a ball and you're thinking, wouldn't it be funny if you put it on a guy's desk?
Yeah, I did. I thought, wouldn't it be funny if...
Look at him. He's all giggly.
Well, I mean... Yeah, I did. I thought it would be funny if some guy was angry enough that he took just his wadded up briefs and dropped them on the desk of somebody he was pissed off at work. And I thought about Mr. Flanagan and the kind of the love-hate relationship that he and Bob have.
Well, I didn't even know these guys were all that tight in business. But last summer they came on, and then I hadn't heard anything from them for a full year. And now here they are throwing each other's underwear at each other.
Well, it was just Bob doing it to Miles.
Right, Bob doing it to Miles, inspired by me. I want to bring on very quickly Bobby and Steve Dooley at Butner Lake, we'd like to get the report from the Margaret.
Bobby and Steve, what is going on there?
Hi guys, we're having a dance contest. We're over here at the landing at Mrs. Shove's, which is our package store, and we're having a dance contest. And first prize, here we go, Steve, go. My husband Steve is out there right now.
And the love train.
First prize will get to ride on the newly refurbished Butter Girl. That's our boat that Steve blew up last summer.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did, Steve. You blew it up. You blew it to hell and back.
Bobby,
It's Bobby, not Bob. Hold on for a minute, will you? Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you miss this? Don't you know
that it's time? Bobby, the Butter Girl last year, I don't even know what it is I want to ask you now.
Let's just remember, Phil, it was Steve that blew the Butter Girl to hell and back, not me. Steve?
Yeah. All the world, join in. You got the love drink.
Hey, Phil, everybody here was listening to you talking to Miles Flanagan about the bun hugger draped over his nose. They all got a real good laugh about it.
Okay, Bobby, can we talk to you? It's kind of loud there.
Yeah, hold on. Turn it down, please. We're at Mrs. Shove's. It's a package store, but also this kind of impromptu dance contest broke out.
So you guys, you've had the Butter Girl refurbished?
Yeah, we know that, Steve, somehow the Butter Girl blew up.
Well, yeah, Steve was trying to dock it over here at the landing, as a matter of fact. And I think it was Spiff Duffy and his brother came tearing in. They clipped the back end. We had a gas leak. Steve was smoking a cigar and decided to throw it into the water right as the gas leak was pouring into the water, and it set fire to the back of the boat. Steve?
I lit fire, too.
He's been drinking, so...
All right, well, you know what? You're very lucky that nobody got hurt.
Bobby, that was dangerous. So you've refurbished the boat.
I haven't. We had it done over here at Skunk's Dry Dock. Okay.
All right, well, and so whoever wins tonight's dance contest...
Yeah, they got the inaugural ride on the Butter Girl. We'll go across the straits, go to the Goblin. Ain't that right, Steve? Steve, ain't that right? Steve.
Join in.
I don't think anybody else is dead, Steve. You're the only one that's dead, yeah. I just stepped outside, Phil, to get some, so I can hear you, because I can't hear jack shit. Excuse my language, I'm sorry.
My God. But that's all right, Bobby. So who's going to win the dance? It sounds like Steve's the only one dancing.
Right now, Steve's the only one dancing. Let me open the door. Everyone, you should dance. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're on the walker. It's okay, go ahead. Carolyn Higgup is here, Phil. She's on a walker. She's 78. It doesn't matter, Carol. Go ahead. Just move the walker around. Just move it around. It doesn't even have to look like dancing. Yeah.
Move it around. I said to move it around.
Steve, don't talk to her like that.
Hey, look at Bobby. We're going to go.
Bobby, congratulations on the Butter Girl being refurbished or whatever. And try not to set it on fire this time.
I didn't set it on fire. That ass that I'm married to... It doesn't matter. Nothing matters anymore. The whole world's going to hell in a handcart.
Very funny. Well, I get a kick out of them.
Yeah. You want me to hang up on them now?
Well, what do you think, bud? I got three lines to the gym. One of them's just laying open there on the desk.
But it was.
Yeah, sure. Thanks very much, folks, for listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. There we go. The Dooleys in a dance contest, and Miles Flanagan had Bob Green's bun huggers draped right over his face in his very proud sales moment there, selling broccoli as Salesman of the Year, whatever.
You know, Phil, not everybody's the big podcaster like you, Phil.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks for listening, folks. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
We'll see you again tomorrow, folks. Thanks a lot. I better not come in tomorrow morning and see bun huggers draped over my picture.
You don't have a picture around here.
Yeah, Mr. Richard, when are we going to get pictures made of us?
Yeah.
Mr. Henry's underwear by Norbies. Norm DeBees. I can't read the cue card. Soon.